This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Hinton live and on location at the Lignite Energy Council 2017 Fall Conference. We're at the Bismarck Events Center today with the broadcast. And we will talk later on in the program with some folks from here. Congressman Kramer will join us next hour for the weekly talk radio town hall. So get your questions ready for him. We also will be talking, hopefully, if the cell phone connections are a little better today. We tried this yesterday with General G.G. Wills, North Dakota Army National Guard General in Puerto Rico yesterday for the visit of President Trump down there and under overseeing and participating in the recovery efforts down there. So look forward to hearing a little bit about that. Sounds like a lot of you know, good things are coming from that. The President, as I mentioned, visited there yesterday. Today visits Las Vegas. And I want to start talking about Las Vegas again a little bit. It's now day three, I guess, since we've had that event, process everything that's happened. Every time, and I don't have as much time as I'd like for this, but every time I watch any of the television reports on it or read a newspaper story or spend a little time on social media, I find another very inspiring story from this. You know, I mean, a lot of the focus is obviously on the guy that shot these people, and that's understandable. It happens. I don't care, right? I mean, just to me, that's a law enforcement thing. The less attention to him, the better, because then the next nut job out there that thinks this is a good idea goes, that could be me. So I'm not real big on all the, oh, let's go into his hotel room and let's show how many, you know, different angles he, I don't want to know. Law enforcement, go for it. Give me a readout. When you got all the facts, in the meantime, I don't need to know. What I am inspired by, and often wonder how many more examples we need for good things to come out of bad things, are the heroic stories. And there's one after another, after another, after another. There's unbelievable amounts. Yesterday, I was riveted, I hope you were, by our conversation with someone that was there. And, you know, walked us through that time when they're down on the ground covering each other, praying for some reason. Husband says, let's go. And she's like, go? What? The bullets are still flying. Why are we going? Just follow me. You know, run out of there. And a minute later, somebody takes the same route, ends up dead right at the bottom of the steps that they left. And a minute after that, their friends saw that. That's how they know, and left. So, you know, why did they leave then? What would have happened if they didn't? Left a minute later, you know. Now, that has left her and those in the traveling party that came from West Fargo to the event to say, okay, we were spared. Why? What are we supposed to do? So that's a good thing, okay? The story I heard about the pregnant woman who didn't have the best vantage point and a person she didn't know offered to swap seats so she could see better, and he ends up with a bullet in his head. How does she not think that could have been me? First of all, it was a nice thing to do even before you knew, obviously, there was going to be any danger in the switch. Just an act of kindness, but there are many. And I'm kind of curious if you've heard any that stick with you, because I find myself, if I have the time, wanting to soak in every one of them and really process them a little bit. But there's a lot of stories out there, so I am curious. I'm trying to avoid the things that normally just frustrate me to no end. You know, what Hillary Clinton did to me is the end of Hillary Clinton as someone with any kind of credibility. I've long thought she didn't have any, long before Benghazi. When I heard stories about Hillary Clinton from friends I know, trustworthy friends I know, North Dakotans, Minnesotans, that saw her in action in the White House. My personal favorite, two Secret Service agents, one retiring in a few days, walking with one who's new, walking down a hall in the White House. They see her coming way down. The one about to retire says, now remember, you don't look her in the eye. Just, the rule is just keep your head down and walk on by. Okay. Newbie Secret Service agent gets out, all nervous as they walk by. The one about to retire lifts his head, looks her in the eye, and says, good morning, Mrs. Clinton. And received an expletive that you shouldn't use directed at your worst enemy, to a uniformed member of the Secret Service. That's all I needed to know about Hillary Clinton. That goes back to the 90s. This is not a nice person. You may prefer her politically, but she's not a nice person. I don't root for people who are not nice people. And she proved it again with her response to this deal. But that stuff just irritates me when, you know, silencers and, you know, all the goofy stuff they're talking about. It's just, it's crazy. You know, it's almost like you want to scream at somebody to say, seriously? You blame an object more than you blame the person who did it? And to think somehow if you change the object, that hard heart, that evilness, will not find a way to do something different. I just don't get it. But anyway, that's why, you see why I'm preferring to focus on the stories that are interesting. Do you have any? Text them to me at 701-367-2054. Better yet, call us. That way you can say, hey, Todd, welcome back. How was the class reunion? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's here. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, 258-0550. 701-258-0550 or toll free at 800-258-0550. How was the class reunion anyway, Todd?
Fantastic.
You had a good time? Was that the highlight of your little mini vacay?
Oh, you bet. Right? Family get together the next day, too. So, I mean, I don't want to call one a highlight and one not, but yeah. That's fantastic.
Well, you see your family all the time. This is a class reunion, you know.
I don't see my family all the time, so that's part of the problem. I mean, they're in the Twin Cities. I'm in Bismarck, so.
We never do. We never do as much.
But,
I get it.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of those people that haven't seen. And one of the takeaways is, you know what, don't get as much sun as you think you need to get. Some people are being punished in later life by the sun they got in their 20s and 30s. But
are you saying a few wrinkles are showing up at the reunion? Is that what you're trying to say diplomatically?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Was this, by the way, the school that had that explosion?
It was. And okay. I took some video. In fact, if you look at my Facebook page, I took some video. They still had not. And finally, yesterday, they just started doing some demolition work. They hadn't done a demo thing at all. So there's still, like, books hanging, waiting to drop, and sitting at the side of the wrecked building and stuff. And yeah, the buildings on either side are going to have to be torn down because they're not safe either. So big, big project they've got ahead of them.
What's the best example of good that's come out of Las Vegas? My question for you, if you have anything you've seen, or just your takeaway. If you don't see any good in it, you know, your takeaway on Las Vegas. After processing it for a few days, tell me at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. That's 701.
People are saying we have to get the guns, and what good is that going to do?
Yeah, go look at Hillary's Twitter account, and you'll get ill. Yeah, it's the usual stuff. It's the usual stuff. Hey, we had a great time last night. I should also tell you, by the way, you can call the 800 number at 800-228-0550 or text Todd or I or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Don't say that anywhere near enough because it's just busy, but put that in your speed dial. That's the number. Give us a ring, okay? Last night, we had a little gathering at the Peacock Alley. For folks interested in the New York City trip, thank you to all those folks that came. We had a great time. My wife, Maria, drove over. She drove up and back just for the event. I stayed, obviously, because of the festivities of today here at the Lignite Energy Council and their annual meeting where we are broadcasting live. So really looking forward to another one tonight in Fargo, 4:30 to 5:45. Free, no obligation, just a Q&A. Come anytime. You know, it's not formal if you show up at a quarter to 5:30, 15 minutes before it ends, it's fine. And some folks came later last night. A-okay. A lot of folks wrote checks is what they did because it was so darn good. So a few more have taken those spots. So we just have a few left, but it's not sold out yet. There's still time. And the 12th of October is the deadline now. 952-898-0008 is the number to call and sign up. If you're already there, but otherwise join us tonight. We should have a grand old time, okay? And a couple of programming notes I want to tell you about as well. Tomorrow, Trooper Talk, plus Kelsey Warren, CEO of Energy Transfer Partners, $15 million donation. $15 million donation to the state of North Dakota. Wow. We're going to talk about that, Dakota Access Pipeline developer. And also the Trooper Talk. And then Friday, Governor Doug Burgum for a full hour, the special talk radio town hall. He'll join us to take your calls, talk a little bit about the Main Street Initiative. Have you heard about this at all? Specifically, its workforce component as well as its property tax component to again, lower property taxes but also get us the workforce we need. So get your questions ready for Governor Burgum. Congressman Kramer, the talk radio town hall next hour right here. So stay tuned for the Late Night Energy Council meeting.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're back at the Lignite Energy Council Fall Conference. I'm Scott Hennon with Ty the Radio God Mitchell. Texts, calls, emails, welcome. Don't have a whole lot of time today to just meander through the news, but this segment is yours for the taking, and Jamie takes it. He says, this is for Kimmel and the rest of the leftist ilk. The NRA is outspending advertising and lobbying by anti-Second Amendment groups 7-1 or more every year. So the only ones with their undies in a bunch are Kimmel's leftist politicians. Yeah. I agree with that, by the way. There's no facts in that whole debate. This whole thing, all the gun lobby runs everything. For one, no one lobby runs anything in that town, because what do they get done? So I wouldn't buy any of that law. Another texter says, my takeaway on Vegas is the vile evilness of the Democrats is in full display. Don't totally know what that means, because I don't know if we know about enough about the shooter to say what his politics are. I've heard some things, but I don't know that any of that's official yet. And again, does it really matter? No, if he was doing what he was doing because that was a country music festival and he thought there'd be more, of the type of folks that are going to be Trump supporters, and he was anti-Trump, and so he was going to use that opportunity to take out these people that are the reason for Trump. Yeah, that's sick, awful, vile. I'm with you. But is it any more vile and evil and horrible than murdering 59 people?
Hey, props to CBS for cutting that one exec loose.
We talked about that yesterday. All I see that is an example of that's just how the media is. We know that already. You know, I mean, that was hot. That was horrible.
But at least they're not willing to. They could easily fall back on that though and say, "Hey, look, that's what goes on in the media all the time now, and we're just going to let her say what she wants to say." No, at least they said, "No, you know what? That was not appropriate."
Here's the danger in the texter's comment: the evilness of the Democrats is on full display. That's his takeaway. Okay, you can't broad brush every Democrat as being evil. Okay. Now, number one. Number two, there is an element. It's sort of like the Muslim religion thing, right? Are there peaceful Muslims who intend no harm on anyone and don't live by this, death to the infidels? Of course. A lot of them. But are there a segment of radical Islamists in the Muslim religion that want anybody that is either convert or die? Yes. Kind of the same thing. So that's a caveat that's important here. For instance, I would say it's not violence, but there is an evilness that I've seen firsthand from Democrats who hate Trump. I mean, like, pea soup comes out of their mouth and their head spins around. They hate Donald Trump so much. It's really icky. And I've seen it in town halls, these gross hats they wear. The things they say, and I'll say again, the language they use and the way they talk to their fellow human being on social media is as bad as anything. You know, your heart could be every bit as hard doing that as it is up in a hotel room 32 stories up with a machine gun. Think you have probably a stronger chance of being redeemed and reformed and the heart thawed and warmed if you're online being vile and evil rather than in a hotel room with a gun shooting people, but it's still evil in my mind. So anyway, I just want to give that little caveat. All right. South Dakota Dave says, are there any stories of organ transplants donated from Las Vegas shooting victims? Haven't heard any of those. I've heard a lot of people that are dropping everything to donate blood. Certainly a lot of that. Kirby says, Democrats shoot up a bunch of Republicans. Democrats shoot up a bunch of Republicans, then Democrats call for gun control because we all know the evil Republicans carry those scary guns. All right? This shouldn't be a gun debate. Not going to let it be a gun debate. Refuse to let it be a gun debate. Don't want to do it. Don't. 800-228-0550. Puerto Rico in our focus in a few minutes, and we're going to go live to a North Dakota Army National Guard general on the ground in Puerto Rico, assuming we can connect with her on the with the connections down there. The cell phone coverage is spotty, they tell me, which makes perfect sense. And then we'll chat with some more folks from the Lignite Energy Council. Their fall conference is underway today and tomorrow at the Bismarck Events Center. And they did mine and plant updates so far this morning, which I understand is very unique to North Dakota. You have other coal, coal states, other regions, where they would not think of one plant, one mine owned by one company sharing information for the benefit of vendors that other plants and mines can hear about, which kind of makes sense, really. You know, you don't competitively say, well, here's our cap budget, here's what we're doing, but they do. It's a Lignite Energy Council thing. It's a North Dakota thing. So I think that's kind of cool. Another texter said, the evilness of the Democrats is the attack on the Second Amendment and the Republican majorities in support of Planned Parenthood with its slaughter of innocent babies. Okay, well, that's something you could put in an evil category. I'm with you on that one. Did you see, did you hear what they did in the United States House last night on this pain-capable bill? Science now tells us a baby in a mother's womb feels pain at 20 weeks. So therefore, much like the North Dakota legislature has done, as one of the nation-leading pro-life states, now the federal government has passed that in the House. We'll talk with Congressman Kramer about it a little bit later on. Another listener sent this. An old man told his grandson, my son, there is a battle between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, jealousy, greed, resentment, inferiority. You say that, Todd. Inferior with I-T-Y in the end.
Inferiority?
Thank you. You said it better than me. Todd's the smart one here. Never forget it.
It's
greed, resentment, lies, ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, and truth. The boy thought about it and asked grandfather, which wolf wins? The old man quietly replied, the one you feed. That's good. I might just keep that. Good stuff. But that's right, there is. There's good and evil in everyone. And how you inform your conscience, how you decide to, feed your conscience, what do your eyes see? You know, what actions do you take? That's the feeding he's talking about. Pretty good. Good point. Love our listeners. Love our listeners. I do indeed. Exactly right. And I have a prize for the first person to welcome Todd back to the program, too, so... 800-228-0550. Give him a big old bear hug via the radio. Aww. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Join Scott Hennin for an unforgettable trip to New York City. It's a What's On Your Mind tour of one of the greatest cities in the world. You'll fly out of either Bismarck or Fargo on November 27th, and you'll return later that week after a great time in New York City. You'll get to see all kinds of amazing places like St. Patrick's Cathedral, the Union Square Market. You'll go on a dinner cruise. You'll see Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. Two great Broadway shows, The Phantom of the Opera, world-famous production there, and beautiful, The Carole King Musical. And you'll be in the first group ever to tour the new Fox and Friends studio. It'll be a great time with great people, and you'll remember it for the rest of your life. There's no better time than winter to be in New York City and enjoy the great sights and sounds there. 952-898-0008 is the number you need. 952-898-0008, and find out more or email grouptravelplanners@mail.com. grouptravelplanners@mail.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I stopped there yesterday and not only filled up for myself, before I headed out of town, as I told you I'd do, had the 4 for $4 special for lunch, so I got a little road lunch. Don't tell anybody, but I added a brat. It was so darn good. It was unbelievable. Mustard on it and everything. Usually when I do that behind the wheel, it means I'm wearing the mustard. But I managed to do it not wearing the mustard. I did it. I was very proud of myself.
Surprised you put mustard on it.
Well, no, it's just, you can't eat a brat without mustard. Are you crazy? That's against the law. You get dropped on your head when you were at that class reunion or what?
Probably.
Mustard. I will say this. I did exercise discipline. Only one packet of mustard.
Okay.
Only did one. But anyway, we're really, really good. The 4 for $4 deal is the best right out of the oven. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, and it is just the best. Hot at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? All right. Who wants to welcome Todd back to the airways? He's been on a little mini vacation, class reunion. Looks like John and Bismarck. John, you got something to say to Todd?
Todd, welcome back. I'm glad you're safe and sound.
Thanks, John.
It's so tough when you're gone. I don't have my buddy to text with and make fun about Scott.
Well, actually, you could have texted. Plenty of people texted me, even though I was gone, which is fine. I think a few of them didn't realize I was gone. So
that sounded like a big bear hug right there on the radio. John did a good job.
Did.
Yeah, that was
John. Well, I'll tell you what, John. If you file away for future reference. Anytime I'm gone, you can text me anytime.
Well, thank you, Todd.
And John, the prize I promised is a copy of Grassroots: The Common Sense Action Agenda for America, the book that I wrote about the Tea Party movement,
have one of those.
Use it for a doorstop if you want, or a little light reading every now and then. Your choice, but it'll do some good in your home. Okay.
Yeah, that'd work out great with a My Pillow if I only had one.
Yeah. I think that was a plea for a My Pillow. Let's give him a My Pillow too. Okay, so My Pillow.
All right.
Yeah,
John,
it
was so clever,
happy.
Man. I love how you weaved that in so gently. That was great. So
hey, Todd. How long have I been trying to get a My Pillow, Todd?
A long time, as a matter of fact. So, you know, well, I can't think of a more worthy person, even apart from the bear hug to me, I can't think of a more worthy person to get it. So.
Just so you know, he's asked before, but every time he asks, he forwards a text from you and you guys are making fun of me. So I'm not going to, you know, that doesn't work. But now I can do something. All right, John, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Manny will get your address. We'll get that off to you. We're waiting for a call from Gigi Wills. She's a general
in the North Dakota Army National Guard in Puerto Rico, and don't know when that's going to come, but may come anytime, so stay tuned for that on the program. In the meantime, we're going to chat with Lori Shaw. Lori is the co-founder and director of Colstrip United. She'll be speaking in a couple of hours here at the Lignite Energy Council Bismarck Event Center 2017 Fall Conference, believing in the grassroots. We do here, that's for sure. How are you, Lori? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm doing really good. It's wonderful to be here in North Dakota today.
You seem like you're a little awestruck by this event. What makes it so wonderful?
Well, it's just impressive how large the event is. Maybe I'm just used to Montana with our lower population, you know, but wow, the amount of folks that are here is incredible. It's very refreshing to be around so many pro-coal folks who get it.
That's the great thing about North Dakota. These are people in the industry, obviously, so they get it. But I would bet if we randomly picked out a couple hundred folks around the state, they get it, too. They understand where affordable energy comes from. They understand where reliable energy comes from. And they understand the game of the eco-terrorists, as I call them, you know. What do you do? Tell me about your mission with Colstrip.
Well, Colstrip United is a grassroots movement that I started about a year and a half ago. And the whole point of this movement was to just raise awareness and really increase public understanding of what it really means to create and use coal energy. And just all of the information surrounding coal mining that people may or may not be hearing from TV, Internet, there's a lot of anti-coal stuff out there, but there's not a lot sharing the good side. So we wanted to get both sides out there so that people can make more balanced decisions on whether to support coal or not.
What do you consider the greatest argument on behalf of coal that people don't often consider the good side?
Boy, there's actually a lot. It's hard to pick one. Reliability and affordability. Coal puts wealth into state economies. It doesn't rely on subsidies to compete. It is low cost. It is reliable. It's always there when you need it. It's a steady flow of baseload energy. Another thing that people don't really understand about coal, one of the strongest things that we can talk about right now, is that the coal mining and coal energy of today is not the same as it was 30 or 40 years ago. The technology has advanced just incredibly. And I believe that they've reduced emissions, major emissions, by almost 92% since about 30 years ago, using 15, I believe, different clean coal technologies.
Those are all good ones, and I think if you have a conversation with somebody about affordable, reliable energy, or go back to the basic, it's dirty coal, I don't like it, it's bad for the environment, whatever, okay, they ought to consider your first one first anyway to say, all right, I'm gonna tell you in a minute why that's not the case. But before I do, what are you willing to pay? You're right? Because nobody considers kind of all the things the anti-coal folks want to do and what it would mean to their pocketbook. Cost of everything goes up if the cost of electricity goes up.
Yeah.
Everything, right? You go to the grocery store, it's more for a box of cornflakes.
Absolutely. It's really the poorest citizens that suffer the most.
It's a fascinating conversation. Hang tight, if you would, Lori. We have connected up with General Gigi Wills from Puerto Rico, and we're going to check in with her about what's happening there. General Wills, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Do me a favor and just kind of give me the lay of the land as you see it and as your first impressions as you've gotten down there. How bad is it?
Well, I've been actually on the ground for about 10 days now. It was a catastrophic event. There wasn't anybody in Puerto Rico that wasn't impacted by it. To date, they have cleared the roads around the exterior of the island so that there's passage. They are bringing power up in places with the priority primarily on hospitals. There are still people in the center of the island, honestly, that still cannot get out of those locations. We call them isolated communities. But at the same time, there's an incredible support network here. FEMA is on the ground with thousands of different contractors to meet all the requirements. And National Guards playing a big role in that, and so are the Title 10 forces.
How are people doing? If you interact with folks there, just give me a little bit of the human aspect of how people are dealing with this catastrophic event.
Well, there is an incredible resiliency, to be honest with you. So those places where now they're finally getting fuel too, so those folks that can, that have generators can at least have some kind of power. They're starting to say, you know what, we're okay. We're getting food, we're getting water, we're getting some fuel. So we're trying to keep people calm from that perspective. But there's also this incredible resiliency up through the center of the island. We're actually getting food and water to them right now using aviation resources. It's the only way. So we're dropping food and water in there. And we have people trying to get into those locations, and they're visiting with them. And some folks are saying, you know, we're good. You got us food and water now. We're okay. So for the most part, what I've seen is just this incredible resiliency throughout the entire island. There are some people that are impatient. Gas lines were really long to start. They're getting smaller and shorter waits for duration. So everything we're seeing is they're making progress every day.
The president was there yesterday. What did that do to lift spirits or, accomplish some attention for sure on the situation? What was your takeaway from the president being there?
Well, I actually was not in that that area. So I've gotten a little bit of feedback. And as always, you have pros and you have cons, you know. Some people are saying it's not coming fast enough. Some people, in terms of support, and some people are saying we recognize that the federal government and everybody from U.S. mainland is doing everything they can.
You know, I was Saturday at the 119th Happy Hooligans base in Fargo, and they were loading up all kinds of support planes and transport planes with assets, you know, little tent cities and generators and water purification. Are the assets in place now that you need from places like, the North Dakota National Guard and others across the country?
There's still requirements for assets to be flown in here. But everybody's got to remember it's an island. So you can only, before you do anything on an island, you have to open up ports, both seaports and airports. So now that those are open, it's a lot easier to get the equipment and the food and the water and the commodities in, and then all of the equipment need to fix communication lines. So as those are standing up and we can get more airflow and ship flow into the islands, then we're seeing a bigger footprint of the equipment and all the requirements to start working into recovery operations.
You have, I've heard reports from many, many people that you were part of an amazing effort and did amazing things in the effort in Bosnia and Herzegovina as a NATO commander. Draw me a parallel to what, you did there and what you see necessary here. Is it that kind of effort going to be necessary going forward?
So in Bosnia, I was a NATO commander with a multinational force. Here, I am Chief of National Guard Bureau. Officer in charge of his joint enabling team. So I'm down here working with the Puerto Rican National Guard to support them in their efforts to take care of the citizens of Puerto Rico. So it's a different kind of position. But I will tell you the similarities. Similarities are it's all about people and it's all about relationships. So it's hard to just walk into a place and try to understand it when you don't understand the culture. So taking care of people, getting to know them, understanding the culture and how they operate is a critical event for all the people coming to Puerto Rico to help. So that's kind of where I see there's similarities.
Appreciate what you're doing. Appreciate all the work of the North Dakota National Guard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year for sure, but certainly in an event like this and bringing some calm to a chaotic situation for sure. So our best to you and everyone there and, of course, all the good people of Puerto Rico to get through this tough time. Thank you, General.
All right. Thank you very much.
Enjoyed the conversation. General G.G. Wills of Bismarck, Brigadier General on the scene in Puerto Rico. More with our guests at Lignite Energy Council after this timeout. We're in Bismarck today at the event.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable parts right now.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we have to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of four times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number five killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Texture says Todd had his nails done, wax job on new hairdo. That's what he does in his days off. Now he's down 120 pounds, so he's got neon teeth. He's the new hottie toddy. Wow.
Well, I've had the teeth done and lost the weight.
Not the wax thing.
No,
not going to do it.
No.
Call Delta first. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. The call of the day, we celebrate every day. One of our fine callers here on the program we call What's on Your Mind, but we'd love you to call Eric. If you're in the oil industry, he'll save you money, he'll save you time, he'll make you look good. Turnkey well site solutions for all the big companies. 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151. They conquered Alaska, and they're conquering North Dakota right now and really helping folks. DeltaConstructors.net to find out more. Todd Roll, our lovely caller of the day.
Yeah, except my screen froze. You wouldn't do that to me. My screen froze.
All right, you unfreeze your screen, and I'll finish talking to Lori Shaw, co-founder of Coalstrip United. So, okay. Lori, I want to ask you about this. You do what you do not because somebody writes you a check, am I right?
That is correct. Everyone involved in the Coalstrip United movement, including myself, does all the work with it unpaid. We are volunteer activists, 100%.
And what these volunteer activists do is counter people who are paid, okay? I mean, so the anti-coal folks, Sierra Club's paying them big bucks, buying them pizza, flying them around, you know, what other kinds of things they do. Am I right?
That is absolutely correct. For example, there was an anti-coal protest in Butte outside the Northwest Energy office. What they had done, operatives had gone out into the city of Butte the day before and approached homeless people on the street and said, hey, if you come up to this protest tomorrow and hold an anti-coal sign, we're going to buy you lunch, we're going to give you this, we're going to give you that. And they did it. So they don't, when they see movements like Coalstrip United that are entirely made up of people who are volunteering simply because they are concerned, they don't understand it. It scares them.
Unbelievable. Well, what you're doing is amazing, you know, and obviously you're passionate about it. Is it easy to find other people who are passionate as well? And most of what you're doing with this effort is online, right? Social media.
Absolutely. It's all based on social media. We reach out to younger people mostly, but it's the entire range of age groups, though, that are really interested in what we're doing. In the beginning, it was a little hard to coordinate with folks, but as we've grown, our circle of friends has grown as well, and so it is becoming easier and easier to coordinate with passionate people who are ready to stand up for coal.
Great. All right. Well, I appreciate what you do, and looking forward to hearing you. 11:15 today. She's on the agenda of the Lake Night Energy Council. Lori Shaw, co-founder and director of Coalstrip United, believing in the grassroots with facts. It's perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate what you're doing. That is fascinating. We started the conversation with Lori before our chat with General G.G. Wills from Puerto Rico. And we're going to continue our conversation. Todd, are you still working on glitches? You want to play the call or should I keep? You're ready. Okay, this is the call of the day. Let's celebrate our callers.
You talk. I'm listening. Daryl, go. West Fargo.
Hi there. Say, just a comment about the revelations and the end times. And a Christian friend of mine, minister, made a comment one time that really, really took heart, and that was, we're to work as if Jesus is never coming back and live as if he's coming back this afternoon.
Very profound, if you think about it. And one of our great callers, we got into a little discussion on that based on a conversation from one of the listeners using Las Vegas to say, what does this mean? What do these other things mean? So fascinating. I love it. All right. Next up on the program, live from the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota today and tomorrow continues the great fun. Kayla Coe is the Director of Membership Marketing. Hi, Kay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Why should folks be a member of the Lignite Energy Council?
Because we're pretty much awesome.
You are.
We
I
are.
Agree. Yep.
Well, we are your direct link to the mines and plants, the energy industry here in North Dakota. We represent or help make connections with more than 300 contractor suppliers to the mines and plants here in North Dakota and also some facilities out in Montana. But, you know, really we're here about networking and connections and helping contractor suppliers do business.
And the majority of people in the Lake Night Energy Council are not the actual coal mines. They are not the actual power plants. They are the people that keep them rolling, right?
Vast majority, yes. We are major members, the actual mines and the plants. They are here, but they don't make up the grand portion of our membership. We actually cover 35 states, 151 cities. Cities and a couple of Canadian provinces is where our base membership comes, and those are those contractor suppliers that are selling a widget or a service, a product, to help keep our coal industry going.
Less than a minute left. Well, what else do you want folks to know about the Lignite Energy Council?
We are doing some really amazing things when it comes to education, educating the public about the electricity available from coal. And really, we're just here to support North Dakotans, working for North Dakotans, and the rest of the country.
Yeah, and affordable, reliable energy, like we talked earlier with Lori, is not a hard sell. People love that. Then they hear all the noise of things people are saying, well, we need to do this, we need to do that, or, you know, shut, don't use coal. We don't want coal as a source. Well, what would that mean? No more affordable, no more reliable energy. So it's a pretty easy story to tell once people actually take the time to consider it, isn't it?
It is. When people listen, they quickly learn that we are telling the right story. I host an energy seminar every year for teachers, and we've been able to even help them learn what they should teach their students.
I love that effort as well, because you know, they should know this is an industry that will be around for a long time, the great state of North Dakota. These are great job opportunities for those kids when they get older, and have the facts. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Be a member of the Lignite Energy Council. Congressman Kramer's Talk Radio Town Hall when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.